Welcome to our digital design program. In this course, we will explore the fundamentals of digital design, covering essential concepts, tools, and techniques to create captivating and innovative digital content. Whether you're a beginner or looking to enhance your existing skills, this module will provide you with a solid foundation to kickstart your journey in digital design. Gothic literature evokes an atmosphere of mystery, fear, or terror. The Gothic genre was really popular during the 1800s with Frankenstein, Wuthering Heights, and Dracula. But there were stories with Gothic elements before, and there have been plenty since. So, could you survive the dark world of a Gothic novel? Setting. To start with, you'll need to wrap up warm. There aren't many tropical beaches in Gothic fiction. Expect wind, rain, and thunderstorms, and things that go bump in the night. So how does a computer turn a string of text into a list of instructions in binary? Let's look at some examples. Let's first pass this source code into the compiler and see what it does. The compiler now divides the text up into individual tokens. It's kind of like the compiler is figuring out what the words are in this program. Meet the Dream Team, a diverse group of talented professionals from different departments. They have the potential to achieve remarkable results, but first, they need to enhance their collaboration and communication skills. Your challenge is to guide the Dream Team through various obstacles and tasks, transforming them into a cohesive and high-performing unit. Watch closely as they tackle complex problems, negotiate conflicts, and communicate their ideas effectively. As their manager, you'll encourage their successes and provide valuable feedback to help them improve. You'll facilitate team-building activities that promote trust, boost morale, and strengthen their bonds. Witness their growth as they learn from one another and realize the power of teamwork. Welcome to Module 8 of the ICO's Data Protection and PECA Training. This is the first of two modules which discuss individual rights. By the end of the module, you'll be able to explain the right of access to personal data and outline each individual's entitlement. Appreciate how the controller should respond to a request for personal data and understand when it can refuse a request. Remember, you can pause this module at any time to look at the legislation or even to take a moment to absorb the information. So, let's get started.